Long Talk Radio.
What's up?
Designer Pockets.
What is that?
What's up? I said Designer Pockets, man.
You know what I love?
What's up?
Do you know what I love?
I know you love a few things, but...
I love when people rate and review us on iTunes. When people rate and review us on iTunes, I love it. I love it when they follow us on Instagram and Twitter, at Matt and Tiger BLS. I even like it when they subscribe on iTunes or rate, review, subscribe us on Blog Talk Radio, at Matt and Tiger BLS 1. What do you love, my friend?
I love talking about fashion. I love talking about...
Tell me something good.
I like talking about what's in our closet. And today we're going to talk about the essentials you need in your closet. And I'm going to talk about the 5 to 10 things that we hate that people are wearing still to this day that I want to kill you for wearing.
What is it?
I went skating today. I'm going to start off. I went skating today. Haven't been roller skating in years and absolutely killed it. Did not fall once. Roller skating used to be my jam back in the day. I could skate like no other. At 270 pounds, man, I can still roller skate like a beast.
You want to know what that tells me, though?
What?
If you didn't fall even once today, you didn't take enough.
Not even once, friend. No, man, I was skating. I was skating. My core was tight. My knees were bent. I was skate. Also, you know what really helped me out? I watched Roller Bounce before I went.
Ooh.
I don't know if I'd call that a classic.
With Little Bow Wow?
It had Little Bow Wow in it.
You better get out of here.
So let's talk about the things that I hate right now. So,
we talked about what I love. Now we'll talk about what you hate.
So as we grow older, we are trying to improve our image. Well, I'm glad everyone has joined us today because Matt and Tiger are going to show you and guide you and get you away from horrendous style changes, my friend. So I went roller skating today. And, of course, this is what I wear. Nice slim fit jeans. Black leather shoes.
You do have the hips for a good set of slim fit jeans, though.
I do. A nice button-up that was very well put together. It was purple, and I had a purple sweater over top. So I looked really fashionable. Looked not really nice, but then again, it was kind of casual because we were skating. So... And I've seen a few people today, and this is what I hate. Designer pockets, my friends. Now, don't get me wrong. About
designer pockets.
Ago, I was a bit...
Look at them, Dan! What are designer pockets?
I was a big... Designer pockets. I'm talking about you rock a pair of jeans, and they either have a tiger on them, they're bedazzled, they have jewels on them, they have someone's logo on them, like Ed Hardy, True Religion.
Like Ed Hardy.
Affliction.
Ed Hardy,
yeah,
True Religion, Affliction. Got it.
Get out of here. If you're wearing that stuff, man, get out of here. Or
guess what?
I hate whenever somebody will...
About 7 months ago, I sold 2 pairs of True Religion, 1 pair of Affliction in my garage sale for $25 a piece. They sold in the first 30... They sold within the first 30 minutes of being open.
Oh, my God. That's just so horrible. So horrible.
Yeah, the guy that bought them, he bought all three. The guy who bought them... weren't even his size. He was so pumped to find them that he was taking them to get them sized. He was probably 4 inches shorter than me. 4 or 5 inches shorter than me. Said he's looked everywhere. Always wanted a pair. Those were my jersey short days. So 2009. That was my year.
Yeah, if you're 25 and over, you should not be wearing those. Let's talk about Affliction, Tap Out, True Religion, American Fighter. I hate those shirts. I used to have one like in 2009. Absolutely hate those shirts to this day. Now, if you want to wear a nice t-shirt, wear a V-neck, that's a solid color. If you look at the great actors, the great fashion guys, they wear T-shirts that have plain color sometimes. Not a whole lot of shininess, sparkles. Yeah, get away from that stuff. And
do you think it's an age thing?
Must be, because once I hit 25, well, I've always been pretty fashionable, but once I hit 25, I was over all that stuff. Like, hardcore over it. I didn't need True Religion. I didn't need Tap Out. I didn't need any of that stuff. Now, as you get older, you're going to have khakis. You're going to have khakis. Do not get the pleated khakis. Oh, my God. I can find, like, five or six people that still wear pleated khakis to this day. If you're going to get khakis, make sure they're a flat front, slim fit.
Okay, hold on. So break it down for me, because I know there's people listening like me.
What does pleated mean?
Pleated, it has the crease right down the middle.
That
it'll
nice
bunch up
line?
In the middle. Yeah, that's pleated, bro.
I thought that was hot.
Oh, man.
I walk into my office like I'm on fire when I'm rocking.
No, bro, no. I'm writing this down. I'm gonna put a picture after the show of pleated pants and khakis, and I'm gonna put it on our Twitter. And be like, do not wear these. So whenever
hashtag
I'm a size 42, yeah, I'm a size 42. If I can find a pair of flat front, slim fit khakis, I still rock them, and I'm a size 42.
Flat.
So
fit,
you guys
slim.
Can find them.
What is it again? Flat front,
a flat
fit khakis.
Uh-huh.
So that's
exactly.
What they have to Google?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Mark, and I want to learn some fashion tips. Hey, Mark, Google flat front, slim fit khakis.
That's
is there
it.
Any brand you can tell them to go towards?
Well, it just depends on how your body is. But my body's totally different. Totally different from everyone else's. You can go to JC.
Well, you know what?
You
if you Google just slim fit flat front, it brings up slacks. It brings up khakis. You can easily get these Dockers at Macy's. You can buy
yeah, the Dockers
slim fit
501s are nice.
Yep. Boom. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Help them out. These people don't take the time. They're not wanting to Google. They're wanting us to Google and tell them how to do it the easiest way possible. So go to Macy's.com, check out Dockers. What are other some? What do you like? What are some flat front, slim fit Dockers?
Well, Macy's is a little bit expensive. If you can afford Macy's, then by all means, go ahead. Like I said on the show many a times, I'm not about to pay that much money for them. So Nordstrom's always has some. Old Navy has some. Target has some. Of course, Walmart I don't think does. You can get on Overstock. They have some. Amazon will have them. Belk, for sure. I know I was looking on Amazon today.
If you go to Walmart, you're getting cleat.
Yeah,
if you go to Walmart, you're cleating yourself up. You're cleated up.
You can probably go to Kohl's. You can go to TJ Maxx. I know I was looking on Amazon today, and they had some Calvin Klein on sale for pretty cheap. I think it was like 72% off right now.
Jeez.
Where
were you at?
Yeah, it was like $34. Amazon. I always look on Amazon if I want to buy something. JCPenney's always has some really good sales. Men's Warehouse. But again, Men's Warehouse is a little expensive. It is for my taste. I'm not going to pay $59 for trousers right now because I'm in the process of doing body transformation. So, those are a few things. Let me talk about bulky shoes. I hate bulky shoes for grown up.
Okay, so
let's
are bulky
wingtips.
Shoes are bulky shoes like Doc Martens or like Nike Air Maxes?
I see. I'm not a big fan of Nike Air Maxes, but I'm like Doc Martens or the square toed shoes, like the old timey that we wore in the 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. If you're wearing square-toe shoes, come on, though.
I've got a pair of Kenneth Cole dress shoes with a square toe.
Mm-hmm.
Not super squared, but, like, semi-squared.
Right.
Not like your old squared, but, like, a semi-squared. They're dope.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I wear them, I get compliments.
You can wear, like, a little rounded. It just depends on how you fit. But I'm not talking about, like, you're wearing a square, like, absolutely square. You draw the square and you put your foot on it.
Yeah.
Like, we, you know, those old school, I call them divas, because that's what they wear. They're called luxury divas. You can look those up. And they were, like, black animal textured slip-on shoes. No. You see... A lot of people wear those. I'm not really too into those. How long ago did you get those square toes?
Oh, 2011.
Okay.
My dress shoes, I bought really nice dress shoes, and they last. If I showed you my Ken's Cole, and I wore them a lot with my previous company, if I showed them to you, you would assume they're a year old.
Okay. Well, it might be time to update those, bro. Yeah, just go. If you want to see what they look like, just Google.
I'll stop around my Don Barbados that I got for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, the weather's been nice. You good?
My little chukka boots.
Now, if you want to know what we're talking about, you can just Google the square toe shoe out of style for sure and see what we're talking about.
I'm going to Google it.
So those
for
are just
real fast. Chime in.
Yeah,
I love this. I don't know this. So, hold on. Was a square toe out of style boot.
Yeah. And I hate oversized suits. So I went to the store the other day. Salvation Army. It's called Second Hand something. And I bought a Ralph Lauren suit.
Oh, good grief. No, my tennis goal don't look nothing like this.
I bought a... can't remember. It's in my closet, and I'm in my office, so let me check. Just bought it, like, a gentleman, I guess. He was in a,
no,
in a nursing home.
Parent,
yeah, in a nursing home, and I guess he passed away, gave his stuff to Goodwill, so I got it. And went to have it tailored up, and it fits perfect. Spent $5 on the suit and $10 to tailor it up, and fits like new, man. Love it.
Okay.
Now, what are some of the things that you hate?
I'm the wrong person about fashion, Matt. This episode, this whole show is centered around you, my friend. This is not Tiger will talk you into good fashion. I don't know, throw on an affliction shirt with a pair of affliction jeans with square-toed shoes, put a lot of that crazy glue in your hair so it's super stiff, give yourself a blowout, and wear a rosary and a chain around your wrist, and I think you're going to look gangster as heck, dude. I mean, awesome!
Tiger is all about
Matt,
that life.
I'm about that life. I just sent you a pair that I'd never owned in my life, and then I sent you a pair that my tennis hole exactly like. So tell everybody, am I doing okay, or is this show directed towards me? I just sent you one. I've never owned that first pair. The second pair, literally, are basically the ones I own.
Yeah, the second pair is pretty good. The first pair is what I'm talking about. The first pair is hideous. I remember having a pair when I was like in eighth grade. But the new pair, the second pair you sent me, is perfect. Those are fine.
Okay. See, I've never owned the first pair. I thought those were ugly from the jump.
Yeah. I'm looking at my shoes. I have one, two,
but see,
three,
I'm super
four, five,
old school Italian.
Six
my
pair
shoes
dressers.
That I had when I ran around with you, I wore floor shine. Yeah, that was my brand. My grandfather wore floor shine for dress shoes, and I always wore floor shine. And then I moved from floor shine to... Stacey Adams, because of the movie Baby Boy.
Stacey Adams were pretty popular. I mean, you can find them. I went to Kansas City this weekend and did a little bit of shopping, and there were some really nice Stacey Adams that I wouldn't mind picking up.
I wore those for a little while.
My research.
And then I went. I did a big boy brand. I did a Stacey Ken Cole. Oh, but what are the wings?
See, Ken Cole. The wingtip shoes? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So wingtips are, they can come in black or they can come in brown.
And what they are, I'll try to describe them. They're kind
I'm a freaking shoe nut. I will buy 10 tickets.
Okay.
I'm a shoe freak, Matt. Matt knows
yeah,
I love my
I'm
shoes,
a big...
and I'm not afraid to pay for them. That's one. That's
yeah.
the one thing I told you guys. I think we all should spoil ourselves with something. Mine is, it's not cars. It's not really clothes. It's not, you know, whatever people, whatever your vice is. Mine are shoes. I freaking love shoes. Shoes and dress shoes and boots. I'm a nut. 40 pair, probably. Yep, if I spend
right.
my money, that's where I'm going to spend it.
So the wingtip shoe is like an,
uh-huh.
it's an old Irish shoe. It's an old Irish style shoe. It's low-heeled shoe, and it's kind of made like a traditional boot a little bit. It's characterized as a multiple piece. Now, it's really sturdy. A wingtip shoe is really sturdy, and it's leather all around and very decorative. The reason why they give it the wingtip shoe is because of the way it looks. It looks like it has wings on the front. Hence, wingtip shoe.
Okay, so let's Google it together. Wingtip boots.
Oh, you can
wingtip
just put
boots.
Shoe.
Guys, I'm helping. Okay, shoe. Boots
yeah.
is the first one that popped up. Shoe, I have to type in. Wingtip shoe.
Now, my favorite wingtip shoe used to be the old black and white ones. God, those were so classic. But you can wear your wingtip shoes with jeans. You can wear
oh, here's
them with
the
black.
Florsheim version, which I just told you, Florsheim was my stuff. Florsheim Castellano wingtip shoe, $130 at Macy's. Now, where do I wear those? Can I wear jeans with wingtip shoes?
Yeah, you can wear jeans with them.
Can I?
I wear jeans.
Those are fancy.
Jeans with my wingtips. Yeah.
You
can wear
you
jeans.
Do?
Yeah, you can roll up the cuffs of your jeans a little bit. Not too much, but a little bit. Wear a nice shirt and tie with a cardigan or a jacket on top. And you look great. You look beautiful.
Ooh. Me personally or everybody listening?
I would say everybody, but right now, since I'm talking to you just personally.
Ooh, you make me feel like this is so one-on-one.
But
awesome,
yeah,
man.
I
so what else?
Because
so
you're tall.
What
length,
I've learned today
I
so
would,
far, your
huh?
your designer pocket pants, get out of here. Your,
done, though.
Your square-toed shoes, get out of here. What about my affliction shirts? What about my American Pie shirts,
here.
My tap out shirts? With my skulls on them, or my Ed Hardy bedazzled with flames. What do we think of those?
I mean,
are
if
they
you
out
wear
with
those,
the pockets?
Those are fine. Yeah, I say they're out with the pockets.
They're out with the pockets. The other day, at a Mexican restaurant here in Tahlequah, I saw this father of four. He's probably 45 years old. Looks like he's getting back into shape. You know, he's not quite there yet, but on the verge of somebody you look at and you're like, oh, he works out, but he thinks he's jacked. He was wearing Affliction. He's wearing big, 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 oversized, like Nike Air Max shoes, Affliction jeans, an Affliction belt with a giant belt buckle, with an Affliction t-shirt just tucked in behind the belt buckle, and his hair was still sprayed up, and he was probably every bit of 45.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
What's that? I'm a looking and I'm a like
2009.
I'm looking and I'm a like it.
No.
Is he way off?
Yeah, way off. He's almost 8 years behind. Because
sure,
that was popular in, what, 2007, 2008?
Had to probably be $500. You know he's probably wearing $500. The point is, he's trying to look good. But he's looking good the wrong way. Because Matt could have had you looking like a gentleman for $100.
Yeah, I can make you look like Scott, what's his name, Deirdrick from the Kardashians before he met Kanye West.
How does he look now that he met Kanye West? What's this supposed to mean? I hear a jab there.
Just... Yeah, it was a little jab, but thanks for getting it, brother. That's, I know you don't follow fashion that much.
No, I, again, this show is on you. I feel like this show I'm going to learn. I'm the
okay.
voice to the people listening, because I don't know. What do you mean he looked before he met Kanye? How did he look after he met Kanye? Because
okay.
my boy Brendan
so,
Schaub will argue with you, because he said everyone's style went up 5 levels after Kim married Kanye. Everyone on that show's style game went up 10 points. Ooh, see? Wow. Tell me why Brendan's wrong. Tell me why they look worse now that Kanye's in the picture.
Well, Brendan Schaub, he every time I see him, he just has a T-shirt and a fitted hat, a.k.a. dunce hat of the 20th century. But I'm just not a big fan of Schaub's style. Not at all. Now, give me Nick Wooster, Ricky Hall, give me those guys that are fashion gurus instead of an average
Schaub is a pretty
Joe
big
that,
fashion head. Have you Googled Brendan Schaub fashion?
Yeah, I have. But do you know who Nick Wooster is?
He's wearing skinny jeans and great.
But do you know who Nick Wooster is?
I do, only because of you. He's a 60-year-old
yeah.
man with white hair and a beard.
And more than that. More than that.
But I don't want to look like a 60-year-old man with white hair and a beard. I don't want to dye my hair like, what's that guy's name?
Brendan Schaub?
No, no. Who he tried to look like. TV anchor.
Half of Hollywood?
News anchor.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
Yes, I don't want to dress like Anderson Cooper. I'm 32 years old. I want to look like a young, still in with the 20-year-old girl. You know, I want to appeal to them. I still want to look good. I don't want to dress like my grandpa yet. The
oh,
day
you don't
to have gray
to,
hair with a gray beard. I mean, I can look
no,
like Nick Luther when I'm 60.
No,
am
see,
I missing
that's
the point?
The thing.
Because I don't.
You're just yeah. You're missing the point because you look at Nick Luther. Let's look
yeah.
him up together.
Sure. Okay. Hold on. To me, he's
all
an
you're,
old man.
All you're talking about is his hair. Well, take a close look at what he's wearing. Not just his hair. Get away from his hair and his age, but look what he's wearing. I'm looking at one where he's wearing orange pants, a black blazer, a white Oxford, and a black tie or a blue tie. And it just killed it. To me, that is just fashion.
All I'm looking at is him in a suit. He's wearing yellow shoes.
Perfect. Now that's, to me, that is nice.
And his pants are probably 4 inches too short.
But he's a fashion designer. He's a fashion guru.
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture of this, Matt. And
mm-hmm.
you're going to defend your point. I know you. You're not going to look at this for what it really is. But it's we all have biases. But my bias
right.
is the one I'm sitting you right now is freaking terrible. Cargo pants that are probably 7 inches too short. Cargo pants that are probably 6 inches too short for him, realistically, maybe even 7. A brown belt that he doesn't even have looped in, so he kind of has that almost 90 style to where it hangs, but it's too short. And he's wearing a looks to be a cardigan with only the top button hook because it's actually too small for him. Now, his hair is on point. His glasses is on point. But everything else is ridiculous in this photo.
Yeah,
this
I don't
the
like
most
that
ridiculous
photo. That
thing.
Photo was horrible.
Oh, wow. You let go of the bias and actually saw it for what it was. That, how terrible
yeah,
is that? What the freak is that?
I'm just not a big fan of that.
Now
Brandon,
the rest of the stuff, he did look dope. The rest of the stuff, he does look dope. He looks like a man that's walking around New York City who has $1 million. That's who that guy looks
right.
like. But that one photo, what was it? What? Tell me something. Here, you are a fashion guru. I will give that to you. What's he going for in that photo, and what did he do wrong? Put it on a cardigan that was too small?
Well, no. See, there's the thing. There's a difference between New York fashion, Paris fashion, and just average Joe fashion. Because I'm looking at Brendan Schaub right now, or whatever his last name is, and I see him literally in...
Get it right, Matt. Get it right. Get Schaub. Get it right.
Cassius Clay jacket, a fitted hat. I'm just not a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. And I literally typed in Brendan Schaub fashion. And that's all.
That's what I'm
so,
typing into. because I steal a lot of his looks. And these are really old photos. These are really old photos.
Now, if you go to my boy Ricky Hall, he just kills it. He's a good-looking dude. Great model. Great style. Awesome person.
How about Conor McGregor?
Oh, Conor McGregor all day. I love Conor McGregor style. There we go. We can agree on that one. Conor McGregor, for sure. But I'm not into Kanye West at all. Yeah, Conor McGregor all the day. I like Conor McGregor style.
Tell me what you don't like about Kanye, because that's what started this.
Okay. So, Kanye, joggers. Not a big fan of joggers. I have one pair, and I wear them when I want to get dirty.
Ooh, you were all about those at Christmas. Not to call you out.
Yeah, I was. And then I tried them, and I was like, okay, these are just horrible. It's just a lazy way to get dressed. Baggy everything.
I love it.
Just not into it. And just at all. I'm looking at
like
these pictures, and it's just,
I'm like,
everything's baggy. It's not flattering on your body. It's not fitting. But if you go back to Scott before he met him, like 2000, just Google him in a suit, kills it, man. Honestly, kills it. He has gray, he has black, he has red. Very diverse in colors. Beautiful. It looks great. That's the Scott that I love. Not this new Kanye. Man, I don't like Kanye style.
So let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
I can't wear a suit every day, like Nick Luther, because I'm going to my kids. Today, you know what I did while you were out skating? I was teaching my kids how to ride a bike with no training wheels. So I'm sweating, I'm running, I'm playing with my kids. It was 70 degrees in Oklahoma. And 74. And I played outside, got hot and sweaty. I can't do that in a suit, man. So how do I look good for my neighbors? Because I'll admit, when I dress up, when you tell me what to wear,
mm-hmm.
you and I go shopping together and you pick out my clothes, I feel like $1 million. I save a lot of money. Because I'll tell you, like, I'd spot these John Varvatos, and you're like, oh, man, I know that you're a shoe head, but, dude, don't buy that. Next time, go with me. For what you paid for the shoes, I'll get you 5 wardrobes. And then I get the 5 wardrobes you sell me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel great, but I can't wear that to
mm-hmm.
play. But yet I want my neighbors to look at me and see success. Today I called you with something really heavy on my mind, really heavy on my heart, something that hit me, and, you know, we weren't able to discuss it, but I think you didn't take me serious because I'm wearing a Oklahoma Sooners Big 12 t-shirt with a pair of Nike basketball gym pants. But,
uh-huh.
you know, how do I dress to look good?
Okay. Give me a situation, my friend. So you want to talk about getting out and moving with your kids, correct? On a beautiful
yeah.
day like this? Okay, well,
so Kanye is wearing a giant fluffy coat with super skinny jeans, and it makes his legs
yeah.
look about 4 inches long. Matt just sent me a photo.
Okay, so let's talk about this weekend. I told you about what I wore skating to a birthday party. It's all about, I like the jeans. The jeans really make the outfit. Dark wash, slim fit, nice jeans. Now, if you're going to go outside and play with your kids, you can wear a white Oxford t-shirt under a nice sweater
okay.
and a pair of jeans and a nice pair of shoes. And that will kill it right there, just that right there. That's the weekend look.
Awesome. I love that. See, that's a good call.
Yeah, you can either go gray or you can go brown. Well, if you wear gray, make sure you wear a dark color jeans, of course, a white Oxford, maybe a nice black watch, and then maybe some black dress shoes or some your John Varvatos. Those would be nice. That would look like a really nice weekend dad look. Just a
Ooh,
casual,
yeah, like
hey,
that.
I'm here at the town. And then again, if you want to go step it up a little bit, get like a different colored Oxford. Not have to be white. It can be like blue or it can be red and have like a camel color, like a camel brown sweater. And then you can have some
uh-huh.
nice brown shoes, dress shoes. They can be velvet. They can be the wingtips. and nice blue socks, man, you'd kill it, bro. You'd kill it. You look so good.
Just killing the game.
Yeah. And if you want to wear slacks or khakis, you can. Dockers makes a great Saturday khaki. It's really comfortable. It's wonderful.
Nice. See, because that's where I always draw the line. When do I wear khakis? When do I wear jeans?
I think you can wear them anytime you want. Like, I have chinkos. There. If you can't really make your mind, chinkos are great. They're cotton. They're breathable. They kind of look like a khaki, but they're durable. Those are really good. I own a green pair. Green and khaki pair. And I absolutely love them. Like, Saturday. Saturday went out. I wore my chinkos, a maroon sweater, kind of like a hoodie, and a blue kind of like sports jacket, blazer, whatever, to cover that. And my hair was done. I had brown shoes on and it looked great. Rocked it.
You felt great because when you look good, you feel good, right?
Yeah, look good, feel good.
I think we all can
perform
agree
good
that.
Yeah, but what I'm going to wear tomorrow after I get off work, I have a pair of black skinny jeans ready, a white V-neck, and my jean jacket with some white shoes, some white K-Swiss shoes,
ooh,
taking it old school. Looks
ooh
real good. Looks real good.
I dig me some white K-Swiss, I'll be honest with you.
That's a classic shoe.
Not mad at that.
Out of style.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm actually going to send you a picture of what I'm going to wear tomorrow real quick.
Can I ask you a question about my style?
Yeah, go ahead.
Brendan Schaub has been wearing these pair of jeans. They're super tight. You know, he's got a muscular body. Super tight. And they're super dark wash. And then it's got a thin layer of like a stone wash ripped to shreds from his pocket down to
me. You're already messing me up. I don't like frayed jeans. That was back out in 2005, whenever I was in the club scene, when that was cool, when you're kind of like the beach wear. No, I think we're all grown-ups, and I think that we should have nice jeans, not no tapered, frayed jeans. I'm not a big fan of them.
Not a fan?
No, not a fan at all.
Here. Okay, here. I want you to comment on this, please. So let's see what you sent me to talk. Ooh, that looks sharp, Matt.
That's my dress for tomorrow.
The skinny jean. Ooh, so I got to get a picture of that. That's sharp. Thanks for actually sending me that.
Right?
Here, now check out the one I just sent you, and look at the jeans. Focus on the jeans. He got ridiculed a little bit at a live event for wearing those, and he was like, man, y'all just don't know fashion. So let me know whenever you're viewing it.
Bro, this is not a picture of you. This is not a picture of him. This is a picture of you.
Of what? Hello? Hello?
Are you there, buddy?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I got full service on my end. I'm looking at the picture. And this is, man, no. No, 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 no. No,
first,
no,
this
no.
This isn't a picture of him. What did you say? You go, first off, this is a picture of you?
Yeah, man. It was a picture of you, and you looked absolutely stunning.
What picture was it?
I can't tell you. I can't tell you on live air. So, just put it, it's a very flattering picture from that angle. I'm not a big fan of frayed jeans like that at all. And if he if he said that you don't know fashion, I don't know what to tell you, bro. If this is a guy you look up to, you might want to start looking at other people for fashion, my friend.
Look elsewhere.
Yeah, look elsewhere. I mean, sometimes it's okay. Like, I seen a picture of him earlier where he's wearing this nice black V-neck sweater and a light pair of jeans. That's nice. That's really nice. Keep it nice and simple. Nice and simple. Because simple is sophisticated, my friend.
Simple is sophisticated.
Now, let's talk about your closet. What do you have in your closet? Besides
just
a whole bunch of skeletons.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what's the basic stuff?
So I've got like 3 pairs of dark wash jeans because I like
dark
jeans anyways. For my shirt, I'm really a t-shirt guy, man. I have a couple Fighter and the Kid t-shirts. I got a couple On It t-shirts. But for dressing, I have one cardigan. I've got like a bunch of like where I can wear like a black V-neck and then like a sweater vest over it. I layer.
Mm-hmm.
I like layering.
Right. Layering is nice, especially in the wintertime. The Midwest weather is kind of crazy. Like today it's 70, and I know my wife was telling me that it's going to, we're in a winter storm warning starting, I think, at 9 o'clock tonight.
Uh-huh.
It was in the 60s today. So let's talk about the necessities that are the essentials that I think you need to process. Now, one of the major things that I suggest is a white Oxford button-up.
Yeah.
You've heard me talk about it all day today. Now, the white button-up can be worn with a suit,
ooh, and
a tie.
I wrote that down, actually.
Or on its own with a pair of jeans and a sports blazer. Or you can wear it underneath a sweater. Now,
sure.
Sunglasses is where it's at for me. Now, you want functionality, but also it's necessary as an accessory, and it adds the final touch to your outfit. Now, if you want to wear a suit, I don't like aviators. I'm not a big fan of aviators. But if you find a nice, if you're wearing a suit, a nice thin wire glasses will do. Those will really set off your suit.
For sunglasses?
Yeah, for sunglasses.
Okay.
Those are always nice. Now, I remember telling you.
Now, see, I can't wear sunglasses because I'm blind.
Ago.
The minute I take my glasses off, I'm blind.
Just right.
Blind.
Right. I remember you telling me that. And whenever you're wearing a suit, make sure that your undershirt or your button-up is hanging out of your sleeve just a quarter inch. Not too far, but just enough that you can catch everybody's glimpse of whenever you twist your arm or check your watch, that they see your undershirt. And it adds a little bit of class to it.
I have a question. Do you get your jacket sleeve shorter?
I would say just a smidge shorter. Like if you wear a long... Just have them measure you, and your tailor will make sure that it's fitted, because that's the one thing they'll look for. Now, you said you had a couple of pair of dark wash jeans. Now, make sure they're crisp, and you're able to wear them with a button-down or a jacket from your suit. And whenever I say crisp,
All mine are very nice.
Okay, because I only wash mine at least once every 3 to 4 months.
Your jeans?
Because I don't want them. Yeah, I don't wash them all the time. I just wear them.
Ooh.
Wash them once every 3 to 4 months.
I feel like I'm getting insider secrets.
Because jeans are made of a very heavy material.
Sure.
And they don't need to be washed all the time.
Oh.
A lot of people wash them once every 6 months, but it just depends on how much you wear them. Like, if you just wear them to dinner or to events and don't get them, like, super stinky and you make sure that your body odor isn't leaking out on them, yeah, once every 3 to 4 months.
So what are some good
now,
jeans that you suggest? What's your favorite brand of jeans?
Like I said, I shop cheap, my friend. I shop really cheap.
But
and
if somebody wants to get a pair, what would you say, like, I can give you an exact, to the exact make and style of the jeans that are my favorite jeans I have.
Go ahead. Shoot them up.
Of course. Okay, so if you want to wear the same jeans as me, type in, hey, do you have your internet open?
Yeah.
I want you to go
I
back
can,
to
yeah.
it for me.
All right, I'm on it.
Go back to that and type in Mavi Jeans. Matt. So it's got the Mavi,
like
M-A-T? M-A-T-T. So Mavi, M-A-V-I, jeans,
mm-hmm.
and then the name Matt, because the brand is Mavi, the style is Matt.
Ooh, they must be on point. Hey, these are nice, but I'm seeing they're a little bit expensive, $69 and up.
Uh-huh. I love them.
That's a little expensive for
now
me.
Now type in Mavi jeans, that.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a Mavi jeans Frank?
No, but I was thinking, isn't it weird that my two favorite jeans are my best friend's names growing up? Isn't it?
Yeah, that is pretty funny. So those are nice, but
so,
man, still $98? Jeez.
Yeah, I have a problem. I need to learn the Matt Waite shopping approach because, yeah, that's what I buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got another pair of Mavi that I don't like as much, but
uh-huh.
I like them. Now, what about colored jeans? Like the funky blue, the yellow paint, the yellow jeans, the red jeans. What do you think of all that?
I honestly, they're okay with me. They're fine. I have a pair of red jeans.
The peach color jeans? The peach?
Yeah.
Salmon?
I have light blue, and I just bought a pair of chaps from Kohl's about 6 months ago. That is a nice, like, cherry red pair.
Ooh.
And I like them. They're not bad.
Ooh. See, I've been really wanting to get into that. My son is really into fashion. My 5-year-old. He wears, like, this burnt yellow pair of pants, and he'll tuck
mm-hmm.
in this, like, nice jean shirt, like a jean material shirt, and he'll wear a bow tie. Sometimes suspenders, if we have time to throw them on, with a belt,
mm-hmm.
and then he wears the wingtip shoes, but they're black.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to dress like that every day. Now, one day a week, he has to dress out for PE, and that's his least favorite day. But every day, he's either in a tie or a bow tie and suspenders 4 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yep,
my boy.
My boy loves it. I've sent you pictures, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
You know, he really likes that look, and he gets upset if he can't dress like that. And I mean every day.
Mm-hmm. That's my son. Now, hashtag Godfather 2K16. Now, the place that I get my clothes.
Actually, that, what now?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was going to say, actually, you picked out some clothes that you said you were looking for Bennett the other day, which he'll be born in, my son, in March. But you were, I mean, some sharp clothes, and you were like, just shop up on my godson. I was like, for sure, stop. But those clothes you were sending me were dope.
Yeah, they were nice. I had it on fleek.
Yeah. Dude, for sure.
Yeah.
I had that taken care of.
Now, if you want to get go ahead.
Well, tell me a pair of jeans to buy. I just told you my jeans. You said they're too expensive. So, where do I need to go? Tell me the brand and style that I need.
I go to H&M. I go to online. I go to Penny's. I can go to...
But do you have a favorite pair? If you walk in your closet right now, what are your lucky jeans? What are your favorite, not lucky, the brand, but the jeans that you wear, and you're like, I'm fresh and death. I feel good. These are my power jeans. Tell me the brand of your power jeans.
It would have to be my Chaps jeans.
Chaps brand of jeans?
Just got. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And where did you get them, JCPenney?
No, I got them at Kohl's for pretty cheap.
Kohl's.
They're a straight front, slim fit, really cherry red Chaps jeans, and they're absolutely amazing.
Do you have them handy, or can you pull it up on the internet and send me it on the messenger real fast? Because there's a Kohl's that I'm always by in Lawton. I want to look at them.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, let me dip in my closet. I'm opening up my closet door right now, and I'll take a picture.
Something.
And I wear them with, like, go ahead.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you, because I'll go buy them this week. Because, see, here's the thing, guys. I can jock math style because I live 6 hours away from him, 5 hours away from him.
Right.
So I can rock his everyday style. Like this outfit he sent me tomorrow, I'm going to try and find. Gosh, my problem is I'll research that photo, I'll find the brands that he's wearing, and I'll buy exactly what he's wearing. So I may need to lean on Matt on how to get that style for a fraction of the price, but I mean, I'll buy that exact outfit too. I will jock his style. People down here will be like, oh, man, you look young, fleek. You know, and I'll be like, I for sure stole the freak out of this look.
No, I'll wear it with a like a jean shirt, like a button-up like your son has. I'll wear it with that. Or sometimes I'll wear it with... Yeah, or sometimes I'll wear it with the yellow shoes. It just depends on how I'm feeling, bro.
Ooh, and you got your yellow tee from Old Navy, and I think you told me they were on sale and on clearance, and you paid like
$3
a few
more.
Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cheap.
Dang, I should have bought those tees that day. Okay, well, if it's at Kohl's, I just sent a message to ask you, is that Kohl's? Is that the place you're talking about? I'm going to get those pants.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is Matt needs
definitely to
do it. One of the things I want to start doing is getting bigger into social media. So my thing is Ty Lopez is talking about Snapchat's where to be. If you're going to post anything on social media, you need Snapchat. How do you get followers on Snapchat, for one? And then secondly,
wait.
Need to start.
What? Wasn't I just talking about how great Snapchat was, like, 2-3 months ago?
Bro, I only got a Snapchat about 2-3 months ago because you wouldn't shut up about Snapchat. Bro, like, you guys can go back maybe and see whenever I became a member of Snapchat. It's because Matt would send me messages all day at work saying, if you didn't get a Snapchat today, you don't love me. Constantly that every day is what made me get a Snapchat. I never had a Snapchat until just a few months ago. But how do we get followers on it? And he said, that's the new place to be. But we need to start, Matt is sending me a ton of facts and stuff.
I've already looked into it. What I'm going to do Monday is send out our chat, our Snapchat. We'll have a Matt and Tiger BLS, and we'll put it on our Instagram and Twitter. So, if you want to hit us up for daily motivation or just talk about fashion, you'll see us Monday morning.
Ooh, because we can start, you know, sending photos of what we're wearing, and maybe you can jock our style. But just know, whatever it is, that if I'm wearing it, you're liking it, it's because I'm stealing it.
Right.
I wish I was more fashionable.
I don't dress up Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. I literally bought two to three of the same thing, and I wear that every day for work. The reason being is because
you work in the fitness industry.
Yeah, so I just wear the same thing over and over. It's a black vest with a gray hoodie. I wear that daily. Because it's easy, it's quick.
Oh, guys, listen to me. I don't know how, did you set this for an hour and a half or an hour?
An hour and a half.
Okay, good. Well, then let's get into this. So, a casino director. Listen to me. A casino director. That's making all kinds of money. The other day, he was wearing a nice suit. It was actually a wool suit, Matt. It was wool blazer or sports jacket or whatever it is. He had on some nice thick slacks that were like a charcoal gray, and his top was charcoal mixed with a light, and it was wool. And then he had on his plain old cowboy boots. The face of his watch was nice. Like, you'd be like, oh, my gosh, look at the face on that watch. And then a rubber band. So I snapped it, and I sent it to Matt. And what did you say?
I thought, I was like, slap this dude real quick. Just grab him up and just slap him. It's like, whenever I see a rubber watch, I think of the old Casio that had a calculator on the top of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. 90.
I think, not a big fan of it. I think watches are, to me, a good watch is it's a timepiece that says so much about you and the status of you.
That to me is a good watch. That's what a watch is.
So
I agree with
rubber,
that.
Let's dig into
are we
that.
A child?
Let's dig into that real fast. You just said a timepiece, not a watch. A timepiece is a representation of you and where you're at. Okay, so
right.
What you said. So when I look at that, I can't buy cheap, generic, off-brand watches that are supposed to represent who I am, where I am currently in life.
Right.
So.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Did I lose you there?
No, I was thinking. So I was thinking of Rolex would be the only thing that I could think that would fit my personality, fit where I'm at currently today, be what I want, and represent me the way that I would want to be represented. I'm not desired to buy a Rolex. I like them. Believe me, if you show up with a Rolex on, I'll be impressed. But I can't do
right.
it. I know what they cost, and yeah. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is super ridiculous. But, okay, let me rephrase what I said about the River Watch. Yeah, if you're wearing it to dress up in a suit, nice pair of jeans, then you're dumb. I hate rubber. That's just my opinion. But if you're going to wear a rubber watch to the gym, then that's fine. That's totally fine. That's understandable. But don't wear it with a nice pair of jeans or a nice suit or a chinko. Just leave it for sweating, playing sports, in the water. That's where you should wear rubber watches at. Go ahead. Sorry.
G-Shock watches. Are they rubber band? Rubber bands,
I think,
or are they?
I think they're like a hard plastic, a hard rubber. So yeah, they're G-Shock. And those
people
are about
love G-Shock.
Yeah, I used to too back in the 2000s, like early 2000s. But if you really want,
yeah, I didn't ever hear about them until 2009.
Yeah, if you want a good watch, Movement is a good watch.
Hmm.
Not how you can contest
this. Yeah,
they're great. Good-looking watch for under $100.
Yeah, no. Brendan Schaub is now sponsored by Movement because he talked about them so heavily on a podcast.
Man, this guy. I'm like 4 or 5 months ahead of these guys, and they're all getting sponsored. Someone
sure.
Please
no,
go
no,
to
I'll
iTunes
admit
subscribe
that.
For Britain.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I knew about Movement long before, and then when I heard the Schaub's new podcast is sponsored by Movement, I messaged Matt and I said, check out this. Just listen to the first 5 minutes of this podcast because it was a Movement read. And he was like, bro, what was I telling you? And I said, oh, I know. I know it was all you.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at Movement watches right now, and they have a gold one on here. I'm about to snap you a picture, and it's lovely.
Ooh,
and I'm not a big fan of gold.
But you know I am.
Yeah, you are.
When it comes to gold watching, daddy's a-looking and daddy's a-liking.
Now, see, even whenever I go to work, and I do work in the fitness and health industry, I wear a metal chain watch. I don't wear a rubber watch. I wear a metal chain watch. So, now that I think about it,
ooh,
the only rubber band watch that I have is my Fitbit. That's it. That's the only rubber thing that I have. Watch-wise.
I never got rooked into wearing Fitbit. No thanks.
Yeah, they get a little expensive. I mean, it's cool, the tracker. But then again, it has pros and cons. So what else do you have
because
in your mind?
My iPhone just tracked my steps, so I don't need a Fitbit for that.
Right, but do you always have your iPhone in your pocket?
Always.
Hmm.
Always.
Maybe that's why you have
other,
so many kids.
Huh?
Okay. I said maybe that's why you have so many kids, because the radiation is just beaming down on your crotch. But whenever I go to the gym, I put my phone in my bag, and I have my Bluetooth headphones in. So I don't always have my phone on me, so that's why I did the Fitbit.
Yeah, I got my phone now, in my pocket at all times.
It is in now pocket at all times.
Right. Now, what else do you want to talk about fashion, my friend? Yeah, what else do you want to talk about fashion?
I think that's it for me tonight, buddy. I feel like I learned a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited to get into it. Now, everybody, Monday is Motivational Monday. And we're going to be talking, we're going to finish up Lewis Howes School of Greatness this week. This will be the last week, thank goodness. And then we're going to get into Think and Grow Rich. And my friends, I'm telling you, this book will change your life. On my life, this book will change your life.
I am really expecting something major from this book. Matt has not stopped promoting this since the first time he read it. And I said first time because he's read this book multiple times. I couldn't be any more excited to read it if he's suggesting it this highly. Please tune in, buy the book. Maybe Matt can find it on Amazon or on Overstock or wherever he finds books super cheap, and we can blast it out where to buy it. You can read along, follow it along, call in and give us your thoughts and opinion on the book, as well as hearing ours.
Oh, hey, by the way,
Lewis Howes.
I was just going to tell you, stepped up my, you know how I get books from the library all the time? Well, I decided this weekend while I was in Kansas City, I'm going to stop by IKEA. I stopped by IKEA, picked up a brand new bookshelf. So I'm going to start buying more books instead of renting books. I'm going to start buying in. So watch out, Ty Lopez. Coming for you, buddy.
Did you know that Ty Lopez buys 7 to 10 books a day? And secondly, Ty Lopez says, what does every billionaire's home have in common with the next billionaire's home?
Massive library.
Yep.
That's it.
Ding, ding, ding. Mr. Matt Waits hit it right on the head. But did you know that Ty Lopez says books are only tools? That if you're reading these books and not applying them, then you're wasting your time?
Exactly. 100%.
He just said that on the podcast today.
Yep. You told me that a month ago. Because Matt, stop reading. Start applying.
Thank you.
And I did. And I have. And I love it for you. Well, us off with a quote and tell us what BLS stands for, and we'll get out of here and start the Monday.
You know what? The quote is, you don't have to be perfect. Don't strive for perfection. Get 1% better every day. And that's Mr. Mike Dolce's quote. Get 1% better every day in everything that you do. Don't strive for excellence. Don't strive for perfection. Get 1% better every day. Eventually, you'll reach perfection. You'll reach mastery of whatever it is you're trying for without setting an unrealistic goal that's too hard to accomplish. All you're doing is set an easy, achievable goal of 1%. And over the years, the 10,000 hours, whatever it is that you're doing, you'll reach mastery, perfection. Guys, in my opinion, there's two simple steps to success. Two simple steps. One is believe. Just believe. Simply believe. Matt, we need to get a shirt that says simply believe. Learn all you can. And success is sure to follow. Just like everywhere that Mary went, that sheep was sure to follow. Everywhere that Mary went, that sheep was sure to go. Well, if you believe and you learn, success is sure to follow. Guys, you're worth it. We're worth it. I hope you learned something today. Let me recap before we sign off, Matt. If you have any pants with logos on the back pockets, lose our number. If you have a t-shirt today in your closet you haven't thrown away that has Affliction logo or Ed Hardy style, you didn't throw it away after this podcast, lose our number. If you're wearing square-toed dress shoes, lose our number. if you're wearing nice watches with rubber bands, lose our number. If there is anything to take away from today, it's by everything that Matt said. Go back, look at everything that you, listen to everything you said. Buy chino jeans. Is that what they're called? Chino?
Yeah, chino, yeah. It's just the stuff.
Oh, dadgum, that's so slick. Chino jeans. Buy yourself some Dockers. Remember, guys, keep them no pleats. Keep them front, slim fit. Guys, whenever you buy a suit or your Oxford shirts and you're going to wear a blazer or a sports coat over it, and your sleeves need to be a half inch shorter than your shirt. Matt just sent me a message. I wish he could post on Instagram. I wish he could post it on Snapchat and put it under the BLS one. And that is style, my friend. If you want to see what style looks like, the photo he just sent me, it's actually him. That's what you need to be copying. So check out our Instagram. Check out our Snapchat. Check out our Twitter, which is dying. Check out our Facebook, which hardly people aren't getting on very much anymore. When Matt and I are in person, we're going to be accountable to one thing we decided, which is to do one Meerkat, one Periscope together at the same time, run them both simultaneously, and do a 30-minute talk on those. And that's in person, so you'll definitely get some looks off of us there. But whenever I can get to Topeka next or he gets back down to Tahlequah, we will take you along with our social media there. But, guys, I think you got enough style for the night. Tomorrow's Motivation Monday. Tell a friend. Rate, review us on iTunes. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And we love you both. We love you all very much. We're out.